Florida Public Service Commission news release dated Friday, May 9, 2014. Florida PSC to further review tariff for FPL's voluntary solar pilot program. The Florida Public Service Commission today voted to further review Florida Power and Light Company's voluntary solar partnership pilot program and proposed tariff. Florida statutes give the PSC discretion to suspend proposed tariffs, giving the Commission sufficient time for review and analysis. FPL's voluntary community-based solar partnership pilot program appears to offer customers a low-cost way to participate in solar projects, said PSC Chairman Art Graham. It's a different approach, and we're going to give it full consideration. FPL plans to begin construction of the solar projects in January 2015. The first 300 kilowatts will be comprised of 2 to 5 individual projects that are each 50 kilowatts to 100 kilowatts in size. Here is the general information about FPL's proposed tariff. Customers elect to sign up for the program. Participating customers would pay $9 per month to help advance solar power in Florida. And non-participating customers would not subsidize the voluntary program. The program does not involve renewable energy certificates or carbon offsets. The pilot program would begin accepting voluntary customer contributions in 2015, and the pilot will be funded by customers electing to participate. For additional information, visit www.floridapsc.com and follow the PSC on Twitter @FloridaPSC.